Okay, so the budget I sent you.
Got it.
Was based upon, I was still missing some information from Charlie. Over in column C, there's some lines 61, 62, 63. Charlie, you were going to talk with Missy?
60, I don't even know where you are.
So 61 is clerk personal service, and deputy clerk personal service, and clerk equipment. 17,500, 5,250, and 1,344.
Under administration and finance.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You were going to speak with Missy.
Okay. Personal, which one do you want? Personal service clerk, 16, is that the one you want to start with? No.
No. You increased it to 17,000.
And okay, well, what I'd like to do on, yeah, because everybody was a little upset over it. What I'd like to do is, you know, at least 1% of an increase, whatever that is.
Okay.
I don't have a calculator.
Well, I can do it. 1% of 16,480. I can do it that. Whoops. $165.
What is it?
It'll be $165 is the increase, which will be 16,480 plus 165, 16,664 in the A fund.
The more you're changing that, and what column are you changing?
Hold on, just take row 60, and I'm writing it in column O. I just wrote adopted budget for my own because I don't want to keep going on dates, right. But it isn't adopted.
So where is right it? Now. 16,
it'll be 16,664 in the A fund.
Yes,
and then I'll adjust the F when I get there. The next line, Charlie, was the deputy clerk personal service.
Okay, I thought that we were looking at... after the meeting, I talked to Missy, and apparently you did too.
I mentioned to her, yes.
Okay, so the last word that I got is Judy did not, she would be okay with an additional hour and a half a week. She didn't want to do any more than that.
Okay, let me go.
So, and I know that was...
All right, so that's on document A under Deputy Clerk Row 18. So she right now does how she does.
You were saying that she does a day a week or a day and a half a week or something. I'm not sure.
Right
what's
now,
the, what's the hourly rate?
12.
The
something?
Hourly rate is $12 an hour is the hourly rate.
Right. She okay. didn't want to. She didn't want to get that because it was a substantial increase from. I don't know. It went from up to 7,500 or something.
It's 7,500 total between A and F.
Okay. Well, she didn't currently.
That's what was correct. Well, what she currently is, she's $3,500 in the A, and she's I think she's $5,500 total, and
4 hours in the regular day.
Deputy clerk, she's got 2,250. Or I'm sorry, 1,500. In the F fund, and currently she has, what did I say, the 20 clerk personal, she has 3,500. So currently she's at 5,000. That's what she.
All right, and then
I thought I'm looking at 5,200 just in this fund.
No, that's the proposed over here, the column J.
Column J, 3,500 is what she has now.
Right.
Okay, so currently she's at 5,000?
Currently she's at 5,000 total.
Okay, so divide that by 12, and then divide that by 12.
That's
3,472. Where's the other 12? She gets paid once a month?
Yeah.
Judy? No, she gets paid by weight.
No, but it's easier to figure. It's 200, I got 208.
I got 35. Hours a month.
You got 35 hours a month for what? for her to work?
$5,000.
She gets
what salary she's got now.
$5,000 divided by 12 is 416 hours over 52 weeks. Divided by 52, works about 8 hours a week, which is 2 days.
Okay.
So you're saying she's willing to go to 3 days?
No,
no,
she
no.
doesn't want that.
Another half a day.
She okay. might want another hour or an hour. What is it? How many, was it 4 hours a day?
It is.
Just an hour or two.
Yeah, that's it.
So
she doesn't want any more.
So right. then it's 10 hours a week. Oh, that's easy.
Or 12. That's a half a day. Oh, no. Half no. She only works 4 hours.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
So 10 hours a week.
So 520
times 12. So 6240 is, and 1872 is the water. I got to put that in there while you think about it. I can't forget the water. 1872, deputy clerk. Okay.
How much was in the?
Whoops.
A fund.
6240 for the A.
Nope. The A fund is 4368.
Okay. 4368.
Yeah, because you got to divide the two to come up with the total.
All right. So deputy clerk, 1410.1 is how much?
4368. 4368 in the A fund. And in the F fund.
All right, which is the water.
Is the water. Is she's 1872.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then, Charlie, the next one, you were going to speak to Missy, I mentioned.
She mentioned that, because I asked her if, about the compatibility of the software and all that, and she told me that she would rather stay with the current provider of the software.
Okay.
So. And I don't know what that dollar amount was. You had it.
So what I.
It was $875.
So the soft no. The software. What I did was it's called utilities, and that means it builds our water, or it takes our water, and it takes our refuge.
Right.
So what I did is refuge is just 1/3. Because we do two water billings, so I did 1/3 of it here on the A fund for $1,334, and then on the F fund I put it in for $266. So they took 2/3 of the cost. I think it's $5,000. Is that what I come up with? So it is the current provider. It's the BAS module. Okay.
Yep. That's what you wanted.
Okay. So that'll answer those questions.
Which line does that go on the A fund?
That goes under the A fund, line 62, clerk equipment. I just put it under there.
And the number is
1334. What was there?
Up.
That's total?
That's the total in the A fund. Two-thirds of it is going to go to the F fund, which is 266.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I have to adjust. I mean, well, I can go down.
All right, switch.
I mean, let's start up top here with our revenue now that I got that checked out.
So how much was that again?
Sure. What one done?
So 62. Line 62.
Line 62 should be in the A fund.
Yep.
1334. Exactly what it was in the other
okay.
column.
Oh, all right. Yeah, yep. So it's great. All right.
Okay. So if we can go up top to the revenues. So the
revenues.
Eight, right up top, line
yep.
five. That's a constant, the pilot, 858. Real property tax and interest and penalty. That's, again, a guesstimate based on what do you have there? The
most recent.
December or January?
January.
What does that have there for the?
January we were at 4368.
So that's pretty much it though.
Yeah,
we're
no,
done.
No, there's no more going to come.
Correct. Right. So 4200, I think, is.
By the governor's traffic safety committee.
Okay. So then police equipment's 1,000, contractual's 21,500. K-9 is $2,200. You're going to throw money in the capital fund of $3,500. $1,300 for animal control. Have you, you're going to insure fall something, timesheets, report something?
You can do it.
All right.
Don't worry about it.
Oh,
you're right. I
mean, I don't know.
I mean, we had reports for a while, and then we stopped again.
I know, but you know,
he's on call. I mean, you know, he comes when you call him, and then when he don't call him,
when I talk to him, and if he report whatever he reports, mm-hmm. okay, I put it in an email and I send it to Missy, you know, as a you know for the place on the agenda. But if he hasn't got anything, I also tell Missy there's nothing to report. So.
Mm-hmm.
I'll work with Paul and make sure at least we get a report or something to him.
All right.
Yeah. I've known him for years, but he ain't going to do it. Nice. And I ain't doing it for him.
Well, I tell you, man, I remember when we went to do away with him. Holy crap. Remember that meeting?
Oh, yeah, and he promised he was going to do a report, and that never happened.
So where are we at?
I'm at 12.5 for safety inspection personal service, Kevin.
Okay.
Safety inspection equipment is 0.500 for contractual. Zoning is 2,425.
So the 12.5, are we? I mean, this is Kevin, right?
This is Kevin. It was increased. Charlie proposed an increase from 12.1 to 12.5. And then he also has a line 95.
What are we going to do about? Are we going to do anything about code enforcement? I mean, are we going to do anything about apartments and inspections? Or I mean, are we going to do anything about?
That was when we, when Guy, when Kevin first came on board, or we were proposing. Guy and I toured the village, and we made a list.
50 properties.
Yeah.
He's working through them. I know that.
I know, and he just got around to the one on John Street or Albany, the garage there. That's
tied to the tree.
Oh, Mazzotti.
Mazzotti.
Yeah, he just got around to that one. So I mean.
But those are ones that are visible, Charlie.
I know.
I have a question, Bob.
But
I know.
Like you said, Bob.
In our code, in our law, in our code, does it talk about going in and doing, I know there's a fire safety check of apartments, correct, or something of that?
Supposed to have CO detectors, and they're supposed to have fire alarms.
Right. But
I mean, you know.
And that's Kevin's position to go in, is that?
They should be inspected, yeah.
That's part of his responsibility.
And there are the village ordinances define a certain square footage apartment and how many people can live in it. You know, and personally, I think that should be posted right on the door.
Well, I mean, I'm just wondering.
I mean, that's the question.
Do we have enough money in this budget to do those kinds of things? Now, you're telling me what I'm hearing is he's doing it. So I guess we're okay.
He's doing the visible ones. So, again, like Charlie said, when we go around, you know, I pointed out this, pointed out that, pointed out that. But there are ones that aren't visible from the outside that you know because you just know that property, that there's something going on there or whatnot. No, he's not doing this.
I don't know. You know what to do about that because I don't think it's right that somebody does something and then sells it, and then all of a sudden it's legal because they bought it that way.
I completely agree with you, but we do need to have the will to do it. I mean, Kevin will do it if we tell him to.
I don't have a problem.
I don't think he has a problem with it, but if we instruct him.
So again, my question is there enough money in the budget? Everybody's happy there's enough money in the budget to do that if we decide that we're going to start doing some of this stuff?
I mean, looking at, what was the time? I can't remember his time.
The zoning contractual, I mean, what is...
I'm sorry.
1550?
The 15, what are you talking about? Zoning contractual, the 1550?
No. Yeah.
Zoning personal services is 2425.
2425, that's his salary.
No, I'm looking at my sheet. It's 8010-4.
Correct. That's the contractual.
Okay.
That's what
now, is that because for paperwork?
No.
Or what?
You asked him if he needed for training. Remember when Gary...
Oh, that's right.
We asked
Okay. And that's strictly, that's all it is for.
Pretty much. I mean, if in fact there's something, you know, Missy puts his letters under her code, but that was primarily to get him the training to keep his CEUs.
Bob, I'll make a note for myself, and I'll set a meeting up, and I'll certainly CC you and mm-hmm. anybody else that wants to be involved, because you know the particulars in what dwellings are being occupied by this condition. So, I can do a drive-by, but that's not going to tell. I don't know myself.
But if we do some of that, maybe we should ask Kevin. How much of a time commitment would this sort of activity take? If we said, okay, we're going to inspect every apartment in the village, is that?
Well, I think we need to do some homework first and identify these things. But I just wanted to know if we do come up with this stuff, if he has the time to do it. Maybe we'll just wait and see.
Well, maybe he can pick away. I think once he clears up this year, clears up all these infractions, I think he'll be able to focus on.
I'll still send him an email.
Right. No,
I kind of alert him that we're looking. We want to address some illegal apartment setups and whatever. Because basically that's what they are, right?
Make it a priority. Yeah. You want to make that a priority?
Yeah. And I agree. Put that on your priority list. I don't know how many there are. You guys might know more than I do, but
there's some of them. We know the obvious ones.
Yeah, obvious ones. Yeah. I mean, like the homestead one is an obvious one.
That
one,
there's
no CO for that.
There's no CO.
There's no CO.
There's no CO.
How do you know Kevin went there the other day?
Did he go?
Yeah, for frozen pipes in the basement or something.
Oh, I don't know. There's that one. There's
Osterhout,
you have that apartment above there.
Which one?
The one below.
The one below. They turned commercial space, just winged it.
From
the sheets and the window. Yeah. Oh, it's an apartment now.
Yeah.
What was the other one? I don't know.
All right, so we'll. I guess we're okay with the dollars anyway. Let's move. We'll move along. I don't want to belabor it, but
okay. So
it's a budget subject. So
all right, 12.5 safety inspection equipment, 0 safety contractual, 500. Okay, zoning 1550 for the contractual, planning board contractual 400 mailings, and that's what that is. Judicial Mike's salary 13.5. Mark Greenberg is the acting judge at 1,000. Court clerk was increased to 13,225.
Can I ask a question?
You certainly can.
I don't want to derail. Does Mark Greenberg get paid?
He gets paid no matter if he shows up or not, right? Okay. He gets whatever. He gets a monthly.
He's on call.
He's an on call. Court officer. Now, I think Roxanne made a mistake. Now, he's always been. Well, they put in for 2,600 and they lowered him back to 2,500. I'm just trying to open up what he was before. Hold on, let me show a few more columns. C to H. Unhide. Court officer. So he went from, he was always 25 and then they put him up to 26 and they put him back to 25. So I guess we'll leave him at 25. Let me get back here, 2,500. Justice equipment, they don't need any equipment. Contractual is $4,500. What do they spend right now, guy? What are they at for that? Do you know?
It shouldn't be. It should be $4,500. Some of it's their program, right?
No. A lot of it, licensing.
Maintenance fees.
Maintenance fees, yeah. Licensing fees.
You spend a lot on postage.
And postage, yes.
$1,164
is what they have left or spent.
What they've spent, so.
Okay, good. Election, we'll need an election next year, so that's $1,200. $200 for the Veterans Services. $0 for playground equipment. Contractual for playground is $4,000. We've got to still work on getting that. Ben Stanley up to code. Youth committee, $150. And celebrations is $1,200. Beautification committee is $250. And then again,
is the village tree coming down? Is the village tree coming down? Because the first time I mentioned that, you know, I got chastised, and then it got brought up again because of the power lines, and we trimmed it from the bottom up, mm-hmm. and then people suggested, well, we'll take it down and put a smaller tree in. So
I think, I believe at a couple of our board meetings we had mentioned of doing the clock, you know, removing the tree, I think, this year. I think, you know...
I don't know about when we were going to remove it, but yes.
It's definitely...
It's got to be removed.
I'm thinking it's this year. I mean, I'm sorry, but I do think it's time to come out. I mean, you know, we had the Canelys there planting stuff for the beautification committee, and
just asking.
Yeah, I mean, it is going to come down, I know.
So that's got to have money in there somewhere for that? Is that what we're saying?
Well, that would come out of place.
Somebody's got to chop it down.
That's right.
You take it away.
No, you're going to chop that down.
You're going to have to pull it.
You're going to have to hold it, and cut it, and drop it.
Yep.
I mean, you're going to have to pick it. You're not going to...
Yeah.
Because you're going to have to hold that and then kind of drop it out because it's between those the big ones on top.
Plus, you're going to need traffic control. I'm sure they're going to use buckets, you know, to cut part of it and all that. So
it's going
to
be.
It's not going to be cheap.
Hopefully, you only got to do it once.
Should have done it 10 years ago.
So that would fall under our playground contractual.
It's going to cost you a grand anyway.
I would think it's $1,200.
You might think more than that.
Well,
I had a guy come and look at to trim one of my trees at my house. It was $3,600 to take 2 liters off of the tree.
Mm. Well, I mean, if it doesn't happen this year, then maybe next year.
$1,000 is probably a phone call.
Yeah, eventually, Nyma will take it down.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you don't have to worry about it.
We'll let them do the hard part.
Yeah, we'll let them do the hard part.
Right.
You know,
these guys are going to let them park out back.
Yeah. Ask one.
That's right.
Till last month, that, for the rental of the parking lot and using everything, go down and take the tree out of here.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
At least top it so we can tip it the rest
of
the way.
Well, can we take that topper over on the power lines where they went down and topped all them trees?
Shit.
Did you see that across from your house?
Are they actually running?
What do you mean?
All those pine trees, that whole row of pine trees, they took all the tops right off the whole thing.
I didn't see it.
I came down one day and I'm like, all the tops.
I see the machine in front of.
Are
they running back here? Or
all
just parking
down.
The trucks?
Oh shit!
Tell them sucks. Have at it.
I don't know what the arrangement is.
Who made the arrangement?
Nobody did. I think they just.
National.
Yeah.
There was a notice that was put out by National Grid.
No. Who made the arrangements for them to park the trucks back here?
I
don't know.
They just.
So must have.
Oh, why don't we ask?
Well, they must have talked to somebody.
I bet they asked Tony.
Yeah, they probably asked Tony.
I'm on the way out of the village, just take down that tree.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, they got 6 trucks back there. Let's.
And they park all their cars there.
Missy's here during the day.
Ask Missy to take 10 feet off of that tree.
Right. Yeah.
Ask Missy to have them give them somebody's number who's going to talk to them. Mayor.
Yeah, I'll talk to them.
Yeah.
Most they can say is no.
Yeah. Have Missy get the phone number who's in charge and say, hey, listen.
Okay. Moving along.
State retirement.
You are, Bob. That's what we have, 18,480. Yeah. And just so we all know, we're kind of like, what are we, 2 years behind in the catch-up of salaries, right, if I'm not mistaken. So as we get more people in at different salary rates, you know, again, looking at, it could increase, you know.
I think it's been bringing it down. Salaries have gone down.
Salaries have gone down? Kevin, Missy, people are going up. The only one going down would be the new highway person. I mean, I'm just saying we're on a 3-year...
Yeah, my guess is that we're going to go to
Well, we are. Yes, because somebody with a tier one that, when they left, was a big help. 1598 is police and fire. These are all from retirement. Social Security is based on the salaries, and again, I'm going to hold on 1 second. I got to just change my formula to O, since everything changed. Hold on. O. 8. Hold on. 048.
Just signed up for that.
You guys want to look? Chat about anything else?
Hey, how's the snow situation at Cumberland?
I haven't been checked.
No.
I mean,
because he was going to, Kevin was doing a notice of violation.
We need to send a bill to Cumberland, and we need to find
and
out what's going on.
And Norm's, too.
Yeah,
he emailed me on both of those.
Yeah, Norm filed everything right on that corner. Yeah.
Norm called me Friday. Whoever. I answered the phone, and
Norm's
he was property. Yelling at me. He called for Tony, and they were working with the water, and I said, Norm, can I help you? You plowed me in. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, you know. I don't believe that Tony plowed you in, but I'll certainly relay your concern to him. Tell him to get down here and get this out. And I'm like, I'll relay it. Right now we have a water main break. So I related to Tony, and Tony said it was Hadley that did it. Yeah. So I just kind of left it at that, and Tony said he would speak to Norm, but Norm did call with a...
Tony, first time both of these situations surfaced, I got Kevin. Kevin assured me that he was gonna write those two places up. Code violation.
Yeah. Tony or
I don't know
down.
Whatever happened.
Apparently the crosswalk.
Yeah, Tony went down and cleared Cumberland Farms, and Tony went over and cleared Norm's because they were right against the hydrant and the street side. So they both have to be billed two-hour minimum.
Oh, could you just change it to the O? Yeah. I just want to come up with the same.
And Kevin, no, I talked to Kevin.
I feel
Kevin
like we're going down, but I don't know why.
What's your salary?
Tony, you tell me
I'll
follow up on that. And it's happening.
$220,182.
Where are you at?
I'm just adding salary so I can do the Social Security and Medicare. I want to click in here.
You want me to talk while you guys are figuring that out?
I thought you were telling me a number. That's all.
I was down at the hole. That's why I was late.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was down there before we started.
Yeah. You know that was a radial crack in the pipe?
He said it was a shear.
Well, it was because there was a rock underneath it.
Right.
Okay, so whoever laid the main back then figured rock would support it, but now you can't do that.
No, I don't think that's the case. I think what happens is the cobbles move up.
The point was it wasn't a rotted pipe.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. 13, so they're down there. We were waiting for Phil.
Sand around my bike.
They were waiting for whatever.
Yeah. 13652.
Talked to Lou Proactive after our discussion last night.
Mm-hmm.
Talked to CHA today.
Mm-hmm.
About
3193.
With a lengthy conversation, while I was talking to him, we brought up the plans that he had when he did the water tank.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Google Earth the houses from the corner up to Bigelow's, counted the houses, 20 houses.
So
I told him what our plans were to go across. Told him I'm not asking for a figure, but I would like to know if he can come up with an idea of how much his company would charge.
And you talked about running the 8-inch down the other side?
Didn't do that, just that for now.
Yeah.
Okay, I told him I had further stuff to do but for this. And said that he was going to contact his surveyor. It has to be off.
Okay.
Well, it does, but we just have to
get a price from them and get a ballpark figure for permits.
Now we're $10,627. You got that?
Was going to talk to Rich.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm going to...
What else? Everything involved in to where our...
I'm going to go back
up,
to...
I guess how much it's going to cost us to where... Either we hire somebody or whatever, and then he would all spec it out for that price, and all we would have to do is put the job out for bid, like we did the water tank.
Right.
You want him to
inspect it too, as it
which I did with the water tank.
We have $600.
He said you can't hold me to it, but I'm going to give you a rough. I just wanted a rough idea by next meeting. So and he said more than happy to come up with something.
But it's only the pores, right under 20.
It's everything.
7,700.
The 8-inch two on the other end.
20,000.
Where down here?
Stewart's to the bridge.
No, just here from the corner to Belgrade.
Right, but we got to do Stewart's to the bridge too.
Right, but that.
I'd like to
told him that one
to take some money this year from
okay,
I'd like to order the speed
and
line.
And then when he calls me back,
Yeah, that one, you know, would be easier to figure because it's a standard type job.
On the other end.
Just drop the pipe in.
And not have this one bite to figure out.
He called me back or whatever, I will mention that. Still got all
in the.
Okay. Just to get a rug right here. Now, I told him, I said, we used Clark before. And I know a lot of people weren't happy with him. And he goes, I just want you to understand, we're a bigger operation. We're not a three-man operation like Clark. So we can't compete with Clark.
Can I just?
He goes, but
yep.
Okay, so right now, after adding everything up, we are $10,627 difference from the 1.48% of the tax cap. So
wait a minute. Where's the? What do you got for numbers?
Okay.
We're at Social Security.
Oh, all right. So Social Security is 13,652. Medicare 3,193. Workers' comp is 8,600. Medical insurance.
I don't go that far.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Now you got me thinking. I may not even do it. Okay. I'm on Social Security.
Social Security should be 13,652.
I got 13,652 for Social Security. Okay.
Yep.
Next one. Medicare.
3,193.
193. Okay.
8,600.
8,600. Yep.
13,542.
Yeah, got that.
Okay?
Yeah.
So then when you tally everything up, your appropriation is $721,837. Your revenue will be...
I got 712.
712. What do you have, Guy?
721,837.
Are you missing a...
I don't know.
Go up. Roll right up. See what you're missing. You got to have a hole somewhere.
Yeah, those guys are good. We couldn't beat them. I mean, Clough Harbor.
You want to quickly go down your...
Okay, here we go. 9,800, 1,250, 3,000, 200, 16,500, 1,000, 10,000, 7,000, 0, 5,000, 0, 7,000, 16,664, 4,368, 1,334, 5,600, 500, 2,500, 33,1, 10,000, 500, 100,
400. Nope, 10,000. Okay. Central garage is 10,000. Bring you up to par?
Yeah, it should.
Okay.
That's missing a zero. Come on, get on.
We've had that happen before.
10,000.
Okay, you should have 721,000 at the bottom.
721,837.
Correct.
Okay.
Revenue 294,212. Unexpended fund balance of 100,000. Amount to be raised would be 327,625. Based upon the 1.48% tax cap, we are allowed only 316,998. We have a difference of 10,627. So recommendations under. The central garage equipment where you have, it's on line 73, it's 5110.2, general repairs equipment. We put in 6,000. I think looking at our budget, the way we're moving forward this year, we're going to have enough to buy that speed sign, giving money down this year, and only putting $3,000 in for next year.
Mm-hmm. So we change that to 3?
I'm suggesting we change that to 3.
Okay.
So now we're a $7,000 difference. The only thing I can bring you back to is your capital fund. I mean, I know we depleted the buildings at 10. Street maintenance, you know. The biggest thing is when you do these capital funds, if you don't move the money to the capital, stays in the general fund.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a year that it happened that nobody moved it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I would recommend maybe knocking. I'm just trying to see where else I highlighted. That's about it.
There were two places you highlighted.
Well, yeah, I know, but I'm trying to think how I can.
You
I mean,
those down by 2,000 each.
Yeah,
it gets us close.
It gets us close. If we bring them down to 8.
Now we're
put 80. Jeez. So now our difference right now is $3,627. and I'm going to use this, I'll say that the Hail Mary is going to be hopefully this person coming in that comes in for Tony's job doesn't have family. I mean, that's all, you know.
Question for you, do we need the 4,000 and the, do we need all that 4,000 for the playground?
Well, if we need that tree taken care of, that's where that comes out of.
Okay, but that we weren't talking about this year.
Right.
Well, next year would be, I mean...
Right, but I mean, can we... I mean, you're looking for 3,000. Can we reduce it by 1,000?
Can I reduce what? The
from the 4 to 3,000?
I mean, you can. I mean, the playground's not up to code with anything.
It's going to take $3,000 to get the playground up to code?
Oh, yeah.
I thought all you had to do was add stone.
Well, one way is adding stone, but it just keeps getting washed out and going away. I mean, Jade, we did the jungle gym or whatever you want to call it. I mean, by law...
How is the stone getting washed out? Where's it going?
It's higher than the area around it. Must be, right?
Yeah,
so
I mean...
you're saying he's got to dig it out
to put
the stone in.
It definitely needs to be dug out. That whole thing needs to be dug out and revamped. I mean,
it's nobody stealing the stone or it's going in the creek.
Probably going in the creek.
I can't believe it traveling 12 feet into the creek.
Going into the grass, I know that. In the grass around.
I'm just saying, you know, you're looking for 3,000.
I know I'm looking for 3,000, but we've been dealing with this for 2 years. You know, by code, we're supposed to have pads coming down slides, the swings. I mean, believe me, the insurance company looks at us like, you know, and let's throw another cog in it. These lights on that pond are going to go plink one of these days.
What's considered under police contractual?
That police contractual is everything that they buy, DVDs, it's gas, it's tickets, thermal papers, it's gas. I mean, it's gas, I mean, and that doesn't...
Let's see here.
I mean, you want me to run a report?
No.
Oh.
No, I think you just take the capital funds and you make it fit, and if you got extra money, then you put it back in.
You move it later.
That's all. You don't move it till the end of the year anyway. You don't put it in June. You put it in May.
Right. You put it in at the year end.
Right. So if we got the money,
move the capital down?
I say move it down to make this
to make
fit.
It work.
Make it down. Move it down to 6,500 in each.
Okay.
I mean, it's just number manipulation
Correct.
At this point.
Right. I mean, because you don't know what's going to happen.
Is that the 9950.9?
It's the...
It is 5110.9 Street Maintenance Capital Fund, and then up top under buildings.
Yeah, what's the number for the buildings? I don't have a number.
They don't really have numbers, to tell you the truth.
Well, this one does.
Well, it does. I think Guy and I made that up. So we're $627 different, which, you know.
So we still need another $627.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know what?
Taking out of medical insurance.
You know what? I'll reduce the assessment. How's that? We'll reduce that by this. What was it? Six what?
624.
627. Oh, sorry. Assessment is line 59. So 6,375.4. 6,373. And now we're right on our target.
6,373.
All right.
Okay, we're
at 0. 16,998.
Can't imagine what the bills are going to be.
Well, I already talked to my friend that worked for them, and they were coming to the board meeting. The Keller's coming to the board meeting. They want to know if they can change the village name to Kellerville.
I told them we're just going to give them all the abandoned properties around here.
I asked them where they wanted to park the equipment.
That's what I said to him, substation right up the road. He started laughing.
I told him last night, I'm watching them patch that down here, okay? And the one guy looked at the other guy, Corey, and the other guy. He goes, "Are you ready?" He goes, "I'm ready as ever going to be." Corey looks at Mike and says, "I'm going to stop this leak, but as soon as it's done, I'm home. Because I am going to be so wet that I need to leave." Mm-hmm. So the one guy, I don't know who the other guy was, but Corey's there scrubbing that pipe. And one guy's got his foot just barely holding on the crack, and the water is still covering these guys. And I'm thinking, if that pipe ever cracked completely, you know, it was shooting, 15 feet straight up in the air from that crack. And he's in bare hands, and he's doing it. They get the collar on, and they're, you know, when they got to slide the collar on, they got to hit right in the middle of that crack. There's, you couldn't see him. The water was coming out so bad.
Yep.
And then they're tightening it, and the spray's going lower and lower and lower, and then the mic's going, "Come on, baby, hold." Right? I'm going, and then finally, Corey's right in the center, and they just start, and pumps one off, and they torque it down, and those two are out of that hole quicker than shit. Mm-hmm. But and
how long was Bigelow?
I don't even know I asked them tonight. Anybody know what was up at Bigelow's? And they said no. Jay never even told me. Tony never told me that they were.
Yeah, they were over.
I don't know. I don't know if it's. I want to know because this is a repair they did, or is it something? I don't know. So I know they had a problem hooking up to the old service to Tom's house the night that I was up the second time. That was an old curve box with a flare fitting. They couldn't get it to stop leaking. And they were digging back further, and I went home. So I'm hoping, I don't know, have to find out.
So, what we talked about last night, I don't know if you heard, but we talked about taking and running a new 8-inch main from Stewart's down to the bridge on the inside of the sidewalk, and getting it out of Route 20.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's an 8-inch valve down by the bridge that we left from that job. We can tie into there, put a new main in there, a couple of new hydrants. Because under the sidewalk is fiber optics. I don't know if you know that or not. But
yeah, I didn't know
the entire light, the entire length of the village on that side of Route 20, under the sidewalk is fiber optics. It comes up out of the ground up by buildings.
So how's that going to work if you're going to put that pipe in?
We're going to do it on the inside of the sidewalk. On, you know, on the house part.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Because we have room, because they have large, longer front yards.
Okay.
And we'd still be within the right of way, the 15 feet from the curb.
Okay.
And abandon the 4-inch.
And we'll abandon the 4-inch that's there.
And
then we're going to take and we're going to run off the 10-inch, which the 10-inch is not under Route 20. We're going to tap the 10 and run new services. We'll have to bore under 20 every way across, tie in all the new services all the way up the street. Then we'll have to, then we'll cut off the 8-inch at the John Street, okay, and cap that there. And then we'll cut the 8-inch up by the tank, you know, on the tank side of Route 20, you know, somewhere appropriate near a T. We'll cut that up there and take that, abandon that whole 8-inch line. And all of the houses will be coming off of the new 10-inch, and we'll have a new 8-inch main down to the bridge.
Now, isn't there two mains from Stewart's to the bridge right now?
No.
I thought there was
one.
4-inch.
One 4-inch.
I thought, for some reason, I thought Tony said there was two.
Okay. The main from John
Street. That's right under 20, though.
Goes, yes.
Yeah.
The main from John Street goes across. An 8-inch main across, and then it turns, and then they increased it to 10, and then it runs 10-inch from there all the way up to the tank.
Right. So we would, at John Street down, run a top T into the 8.
Correct.
And run T down, which would bring us our rating for insurance rating, would bring us up, because they're always complaining that we need more pressure down there.
Exactly. Right. It's going to really improve the flow.
Yeah, but
there.
Okay. Does that feed McClellan Park?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so what is the line that goes from Westbrook to McClellan?
The 6-inch line that goes under the creek.
Right, and what does that feed?
That feeds the same thing. It's looped.
It's a loop.
Right, but
It's loose, but
if we increase the pressure coming down, is that going to blow the line?
No. It's not going to increase the pressure at all. It's going to increase the flow.
Right, right. Okay.
So we'll have better flow rate.
When Jay called me tonight,
pressure is pressure.
When Jay called me tonight and said the leak was fixed and they're going to do whatever, I said, you better close those things gently.
Well, he said to me this morning, I closed them very gently last night.
So based on the scenario, how are the people going to be provided service while this is all going on?
We shouldn't have to take anybody out of service.
No, because it'll be all...
So what we'll do is, here's the way the job would run. We would take and we could do them simultaneously. It doesn't really matter. So when you're doing from Stewart's to the bridge, okay, the new, here's Route 20. Okay, so you got one line in the road, then you got a sidewalk, and we're going to put the other line over here. All right, so we would tie this line into the 8-inch from the pumps, the new 8-inch line from the pumps. Tie that in, run the whole thing down, tie it in by the bridge. Okay, then we would switch all the services over after we got this line charged. We would switch all the services over. Then once the services are all switched over and all running off of the 8-inch line, then we would cut and cap the 4-inch line at John Street and at the bridge. Take that line out of service, abandon it, we're done with it. Okay? Then what we would do is with each house, we would dig a hole over on the north side of 20, bore underneath 20 to the service stop. Shut the 8-inch main is still live. We'd shut the curb stop off, disconnect the house, bring our line over, put a new curb stop in, hook it up to the service to the house. Now that house is running off the 10-inch line, do all of our backfill, go up, do the next one. And then after all of the houses are on the new line, then we'll go back and abandon and cut off the 8-inch.
Well, whoever gets the contract.
Whoever gets the contract.
Okay, now, I was talking to the guys from Keller. We would have the option, if we go that way, to run plastic under 20 or PVC, whatever.
Plastic.
All right, and then to the curb box. And I was kind of questioning how the bore works, but they're injecting something as they're born, and it makes it's foam or something, or so it's crush-proof.
Well, either that or you could put a sleeve in.
Yeah, but I don't know. So that's not, we have to look into that. But I guess...
Where'd you guys get all this information from, Keller?
I do this.
He just lived. That's what he does.
but also...
I didn't know that.
Quizzing Matt Abato from, saying, because I was new to me. I said,
Although I have to tell you, I had to look up what a line stop was today. We didn't have those the last time I did this.
Yeah.
Where were you? About how many years ago?
15 years, I
think. So there's a whole bunch of options. What you're going to put on E20, PVC or whatever. But
so those machines that you see that were doing something on last summer, that the board.
Well, they were pulling 12-inch pipes.
Yeah.
Oh. Is that for Dunkin' Donuts?
No, yeah. But we also, the main from John Street to McClellan could be plastic. We could bore there.
We could, and I have to say that I'm not a fan of plastic. And the reason is because a lot of these houses use their water services for grounds. Mm. And you can't use a plastic thing for a ground. The other thing is that if we've had, the first winter we did Tremont and Phillips, which I don't know, well, you probably remember. Remember all the frickin' freeze-ups they had on the services 12. Over there? Because it was like 30 below zero for like 4 weeks.
12 breaks over there.
And the way they thawed them out was they went out and they put a welding machine and hooked it in the house, and they hooked it on the curb stop, and they heated that service up just from the current going through until, it would freed up. Wow. You can't do that with plastic either.
But there's a whole bunch of options in what you want to run.
That's
right. Okay. But so when Matt gets back to me, I'll tell him that our next thing is, and I'll explain there because he has the map still, and he'll Google.
Can't imagine.
He'll Google how many houses.
Price tag it's going to be.
Well, I think we need to look at the rural water fund and see if we can get an interest-free loan for it. Nobody's going to give us money, but I think we looked at that, tried to get money on a couple of the projects we did, and it's got to do with the per capita income of the area and all that stuff. And we never qualified for it, but we might be able to qualify for a interest-free loan.
You have a savings account water budget.
Right.
$237,000.
Okay. We might have to...
And it's not a capital fund. It's a savings.
So how do we get money out of that?
We take it.
Okay. So we might need to spend it for capital.
You have $47,000 in the water tank, and you have $237,000 in the savings. The water tank's a capital.
Okay.
Kind of a time frame, would you... I mean, based on your knowledge of that it would take to do whatever, you know, you just mentioned?
Probably can do it in... I would say you probably can do it in 8 weeks. That ain't a long project.
You gotta hire. You can't hire Lebanon Valley Landscape.
No.
Okay. I told Keller. I told him what our plans are. I said, you guys might be get used to working here because if we do this,
well,
we might get a contractor.
There's a lot of good contractors around that could do it. But I know. I just don't know how do you get rid of somebody who comes in low like that. I mean, it was a freaking nightmare.
Okay.
How we do it is we get someone. We get. An engineer to basically say we're full of shit.
Wow.
I mean, I think that's what it comes down to.
On another thing with the water fund, I know what I was talking about, a generator up at the tank. Okay.
Yeah.
I did have a couple proposals, and the proposals were for the bare minimum generator up there, so if we ever wanted to add something, we could never add anything because the generator couldn't handle it. They're thinking a 10-kilowatt generator would only handle 41-amp load, and we only have a 50-amp service up there or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I asked each person that quoted to quote a 16-kW generator.
Mm-hmm.
So we would have room for expansion.
Yeah.
Okay, and I did get one quote back from... already, I got one back from Avante, which today became a Generac dealer.
We still have an F fund.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Okay, and the quote was, without the tank and the pad, which we could do a pad, it's a 4x2 pad.
Which, they use
you can
precast.
Precast. It was $71.82.
So 41.
Without the propane, purchase of it, I think it was a 500-gallon tank maybe in the line. Which can't be that much.
Yeah. You want to own your own propane.
So I'll make copies of this for the meeting. Okay, mm-hmm. Doug Stevens, which is D.A. Stevens, mm-hmm. I asked him to requote the.
I haven't seen him in ages.
Requote the price, and the other guys quoted me for 16 kW.
Oh.
The only.
In the F8310.4.
Did you get a price from Suburban?
For what?
They're a Generac dealer also.
No.
No, we're not done yet. We got an F fund.
Mm. Oh. What fund is that?
Yours.
The fun fund.
The fun fund.
Okay, but just to let you know, I'm working on it.
Well, they have, they're the ones that did the
M4 administration contractual. How much have we spent?
$500.
Okay. F fund. All right, I'm in the F fund. No,
go to the F fund, please. We collect $224,836 in water at the current level with the 2% for the residential and the 2% that kicked in for the commercial.
All right.
So that's a given number, 224,836. We average around $7,500 for the interest and penalties and interest earnings, 100. Miscellaneous revenue, 150. Line 14, in line what Charlie said, a 1% increase. That's Missy. Her salary now is $41.62.
Well, it's $42.50.
Right, but based on her current salary, he said a 1%. So
$41.60, okay.
$41.62.
$62.
Yep. And then the deputy clerk will be $18.72. I think you have that.
I have that.
And then $3,000 for the treasurer. And then the equipment will be the $26.66. That's based upon the billing for the utilities.
Yep.
The administration contractual is $4,000. I mean, it's a pretty constant. Engineering, $2,000. Source power pump, $14,000.
Can I ask you, what's in the engineering fund right now?
What's in it? $2,000?
Just $2,000, right? Because we just started putting something in, right? Or no?
No, we've always had two.
It always has 2,000.
You always have 2,000 in it, but you remember, if you
never spent it.
Don't use
yeah,
it, it just goes into
go.
That
okay.
fund.
Okay.
So, $3,300.
Well, you got $220,000 because you ain't never spent that.
That was supposed to pay the bond off sooner. That ain't going to happen now.
Purification personal service, $3,300. Purification equipment, $1,250. I think that's one of them pump things.
Chlorinator pump.
Yep.
Just in case. We got two new ones, but I put it in there.
$6,000 for chlorine and all that stuff.
Yeah.
$10,000 for the capital.
Yeah.
Whoops. Forgot to put a zero. Okay. Now, this is where $43,000, okay, remains constant. Right, okay, $43,000 is the same.
We didn't raise it to 45.
Correct.
Right.
We did or we didn't?
We did not. Okay. We did, and then we put it back because of the Tony's retirement. $14,000 for the T&D equipment. And then
and that was my, I got that in my, I haven't spent that out of my last year's budget.
Could you, this year's budget, God, I'll tell you 1 second.
You haven't spent a dime.
Right.
Okay, so I would have, if I put $14,000 in, I'd have $28,000 in there.
Well, I can tell you this year's 14.
Yeah.
Don't count on it. It's going to go to pay for Jay's 50 hours of overtime.
I understand
right.
it, but I'm just saying, if I want to do this generator, my four, that'd be happening after next year.
Yeah, right, you have to include it.
No, I'd be using that $14,000 I'm putting in next year's budget to pay for my generator.
Right, next, that's what you were saying.
We already discussed that the generator wasn't happening this year.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
$38,000 for T&D contractual. State retirement, $8,350. Social Security, and I'm Social Security, I got to see salaries change, so talk amongst yourself for a minute. Oh, maybe you guys could talk about the grievance. Cronar, you can bring that up.
Consensus
can happen.
Who?
Cronar.
Cronar came in.
Cronow or
Christine? Cronow.
Christine Cronow. I thought she sold that house.
Not yet.
But she's assessed at 184.
Yeah.
She wants to be assessed at 130.
Yeah.
She brought in an email, I think it was, from a realtor that said, geez, you shouldn't list this for more than 150. And that was her thing. And she had an appraisal from when she got divorced like 10 years ago or something. And so that's really all she supplied.
So she didn't supply enough documentation.
She didn't really supply much. And we looked at the houses. We looked at four comparables, and she was, you know, I mean, it was all in the ballpark. They looked at, you know, two on Elm Street and one over near where she was. The one where she was, where they're like hundreds of dollars difference.
Yeah, that's pretty much
and,
exactly.
You know, the ones over on Elm Street were a little bit lower.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it was like $1,500 or something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wasn't much, but. So, you know, I think it's fair.
I think not enough supporting documentation.
Right.
If it's in then.
And I think that's what we should say is that, you know, based on your application, you did not supply sufficient documentation to justify a reduction.
Right. Grievance day's over. See me next year.
Well, she can take it to the next level.
She can't bring anything more than she gave us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, Lori and I went through that one year, which was kind of interesting. I
mean, they know they have to bring comparables, and I know when they make the appointment, he gives them a packet, right?
Yeah.
We sat and helped her fill out the form.
So she didn't do her homework.
No.
Not our fault, right?
Okay, I can help you fill in.
All right, Social Security.
Social Security, 3433.
Yep.
805, Medicare. Workers' Comp, 3686. Medical insurance, 5335. 10,000 contingency.
Medical insurance weren't up that much?
You got to. We had to go with the highest coverage.
I'm sorry. Can you go back to?
Yes.
Can you go back to Social Security?
Social Security, 3433, okay. Based on $55,334 in salaries.
Why did we have to go with the highest insurance?
Because if they walk in and they have family,
okay.
We have to be prepared to put the bill. They could say no insurance.
You may not spend it. It may end up in your
fund.
Savings account.
Next one is contingency account, right?
$10,000.
Is that we normally?
That's been $10,000 for 20 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Transfer to other zero, capital zero. The bond, $35,624. And then the bond interest, 26043.
Yeah.
We have to take out of the fund, out of the water fund balance, $7,940. That's, you know, based on
out of my,
out of your savings account.
Yeah. Or my, do I have any?
Not contingency. That's your savings. The 237.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take 8,000. If this is how your budget goes that year.
Right. Okay.
And it could. Again, if you don't spend contingency, you're good. You're to the plus. So
yeah, right. So I think I want to leave it the way it is.
Exactly.
Everybody in agreement?
I'm in agreement.
Yeah, I'm happy.
All right. I mean, the years I've been here, 8 years, and if I get reelected, it'll be the next 12. I haven't really seen our water fund go in the red yet. After this year. But, I mean, we're fortunate to have that savings account.
I know, but that's very, you know, every year you just got to take a look and put stuff away.
Wow.
So let me remind you, come May, Randy, and I'll remind everybody when May comes, that you have that $10,000, that capital, got to be moved. Everybody's got to remember.
You remind me, I'm not the budget officer to check finance.
You have
treasury.
To do the resolution.
You have to do, I mean, I'll remind you. I'm just saying, but, you know, if I happen to take another nap, remember.
We'll move it. Put it on, I don't know, put it on the calendar up there. I don't know. I can't remember.
Well,
I can't remember
what
I did yesterday.
You know, what I was saying, you should have a...
I have a running thing of what I want to do right
that's
now.
That's right. We should have a book that says, you know, at the end of the year, you got to do this, and one of them should be move the capital funds into the capital funds.
Well, this is...
You know what I'm saying?
I wind up budget officer ending May 31st.
Medicare?
Mm-hmm. For F or A?
You're no longer a budget officer?
My term is May 31st. Medicare?
You're not running again?
No, I am. 8:05. I didn't say I wasn't. I'm appointed as that. I'm not a... It doesn't come with that.
I thought it came with a territory.
Workers' comp, 3686. Medical insurance, 5335.